This is Jason Fetty with KX93.5 Laguna's only FM radio station, Laguna Beach, California, of course. And, you know, I interviewed Jim Kerr and I forgot to set the recording thing early enough, so I missed the first few minutes of our conversation. I'm not going to edit it. I'm just going to play it to you as it is. So here we go. Jim Kerr and Jason Fetty on KX93.5. For more information about podcasts and all that other good stuff from our radio station, go to kx935.com.
I can do the German accent, but the guy introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, the legend from the 80s, Jim Kent. I was like, okay, Kent, I
said. Kent, you Kent. Did say Kent.
I did say Kent.
Good, good, yeah. Good. We don't want to upset the FCC.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a very old Simple Minds song, just to get people in the mood, and then we'll have a chat and we'll play some new stuff, all right?
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Oh,
sound of Simple Minds there. What year was that, Jim? Because it says the best of Simple Minds, 1993.
85.
Was that what? Which album is that from?
Well, you know what? It was from. It wasn't on one of her albums. It was a movie soundtrack album, The Breakfast Club.
And of course it was. Yeah.
We were just talking about it driving in the car there with Martin Hanlon, who listeners to this station will know.
Yeah.
And the first time we played that live was at Live Aid, and we'd never played it, and it'd done well the month before Live Aid in Philadelphia. So the first time we ever played it to an audience was then. So, yeah, that was 1985.
And it's such like a massive, you know, when I think of Simple Minds, I think of that track, frankly.
Well, certainly, it for people who don't know, we had about five albums previous to that, and most places around the world, we're kind of going through, we're at the door getting into the big league, but that certainly smashed it open.
Yeah, I mean, people don't know, I didn't realise, four UK number ones albums.
I think it's six, mate.
Is it six? Wait a minute. Just a minute.
Let's well, I told my son it was six.
Did you? Yes, six.
Yeah, my son was like, you know, he's a big Arctic Monkeys fan. Who are, well, Sheffield, not quite Leeds.
Not quite Leeds. Similar though. I'll claim it. It's Yorkshire.
Neck of the Woods. Yep. He's big, and I like them as well. But he was like, it was like that's their fourth number one album. I was like, lightweight. Talk to me once he gets more than six.
first few albums produced by John Leckie.
Yeah, who I saw last week actually, and John. Yeah, you know, we didn't even know what a producer did. You just knew that it was a name on an album, and you thought, but John's name was on a lot of albums that we loved at the time, Magazine and XTC and
Bebop Deluxe.
Yep. He engineered, he must have been a young engineer, but some of the Abbey Road Beatles stuff and Pink Floyd and all that. Mm. So, I mean, since us, Radiohead and a whole other host of stuff. So he's pretty legendary.
Yeah, amazing. Skids album as well, actually.
Skids, who we love. Yeah. Yes.
Brilliant. He was public image. Skids album that Bill Nelson went and stole it from.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did a single and then Bill Nelson kind of took the credit.
Public Image, that's one of his. Yeah, I think that's.
I love that.
And Muse, and he did Stone Roses too.
Did he do Muse as well?
He did Muse, the first two Muse albums of John Leckie. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the same manager, the guy that managed him, managed Muse as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Favourite Bill Nelson line, I love you, you love me, we talk about it constantly.
Nice.
Good, right?
What did we love? Well, the albums that we loved was Futurama.
Futurama. There was X-Victim.
Ships
as well.
In the Night. Ships
was
in
the
Night.
It was a big single. Yeah, yeah. Sunburst Finish was the name of that album.
That's it. Nice title.
And then there was then named Red Noise, which I really liked just before you started playing.
People will be listening to this thing.
What are you talking about? It's a bunch of old geezers. Like, we sound like the Four Yorkshiremen, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Aye. They don't know they're born these days, these young bands.
That's right.
The Three Stooges, but no one understands it. Yeah.
So, what are you doing out here, Jim?
Well, we Simple Minds have been on tour a lot recently, and in fact, we are still on tour, albeit obviously I've had a week's break. I'm heading back next week, and we start in Europe and UK, and really looking forward to that. But we've just come off of a handful of dates that we did in North America. It was our first dates here. I'm ashamed to say this, for about 10 years. However, I'm delighted to say that it was a blast, and especially the one in LA, which was the first one of the tour. We really had fantastic audiences, and so still kind of on a high from that.
Great. And what's next?
Well, sort of parallel existence. We have got a lot of touring in front of us, but we've been recording a lot as well through the last year and a half, so at some point in the relatively near future, i.e. next year, a new album. So, you know, it goes on. We keep going on. We do what we've been doing now for nearly 40 years, which is writing, recording, and then taking it around the world.
Well, I'm not going to ask you why you do it, because I was looking at interviews last night.
For the air mails. For the air mails.
I knew it. No, people are asking you all the time, why do you do it? Why do you do it? Well, you know, it's a pretty ridiculous question, in my opinion.
Mm.
Yes. All right, let's listen to Blood Diamonds. This is off of the Best Of thing, but
nice.
there were two songs on that
two,
record.
Two new tunes. This is... You might be playing some, I think you are. There's a band just now, a Glasgow band, well, a Scottish band actually, getting a lot of attention, a new band called Churches.
Oh, yeah, we totally play them.
Well, Blood Diamond, which, as you say, is one of the new tracks on our compilation, was written by myself and Ian Cook, who's a member of the Church of Soul.
And they're a Glasgow. They are a Glasgow band.
Ian is. I think the girls might be from Edinburgh, but
yeah, Ian and Martin are.
Right.
And what's strange about it is it's the Church's thing, and when we did Blood Diamonds, it was actually, I'd say, 500 yards away from where you first started in Brian McGee's house. We ended up in the same place in Glasgow.
Good for you,
Pollock Shields.
Yeah. You're mentoring the young lads coming up.
Vampiring them, actually, you know.
It's blood sucking their blood. Absolutely, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. So that's Churches, that's CHVRCHES.
Yeah. Yes.
People can find them around. All right, listen, here's a quick station ID and then Blood Diamonds. Jim Kersey and Martin Hanlon. Brilliant.
Thank you.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel. Laguna Beach. Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
I hear you from so far away. There's a town that's beyond this place, and there's a space, 'cause you're not here. Or could I be wrong? Imagination strikes. I hear those uneven songs, returning echoes in flight. Once we were lovers, once we were pure as friends, once we were blind.
Simple Minds on KX93.5. Got Jim Kerr here. That's nice, isn't it? Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. So, apparently, it turns out that football, we were just talking during that song, football as in soccer, and What else do we say? Music, of course.
Yes.
And apparently hairdressing would have been a way out for you according to the poverty of Scotland.
According to Matt, I thought it was shipbuilding, but shipbuilding, hairdressing.
A comedy.
Same thing, I suppose. Especially if you get a wig, you know, you want someone to rivet it in, you know.
Right. I mean, it's a good thing to go. You just want to go poncing around the old shipbuilding factories of wherever it is with your scissors.
Yeah, when they're closing the shipyards down, you can go, everyone go to hairdressing. You know?
That was what happened. Well, Billy Connolly's comedian.
That'll work. Bad news is, are closing the shipyards. Good news is we're all going to do hairdressing.
We've all built ourselves a pair of curling tongs and we'll be off to Edinburgh.
There you go.
That would be the place to go, wouldn't it?
That'd be the place to go.
So, now, I also read last night online, which I didn't realise, that the name Simple Minds comes from a David Bowie song.
That's right, the Genie. I mean, back in the day, I think we changed our name every single day, every sort of rehearsal. Someone would come up with a name, but we got a gig and we needed a name, and that was it. I mean, Bowie, it would kind of go with it saying, was, and not only to us, but all our generation, was such an idol, such a hero. And that was it. It stuck. I mean, the previous name, Johnny and the Self-Abusers, was much better.
No, it's a much better name, I've got to tell you. And I noticed you're a Bowie, Matt. Do you say Bowie or Bowie? Bowie, you said Bowie.
Did I?
I think Bowie, you said Bowie.
It should be Bowie, but it's Bowie. I don't know. I'm confused with it. I guess I say both, yeah.
I think you did. I think it was
Bowie.
Bowie.
Bowie. Bowie. David Bowie.
David Bowie. David Bowie. Mm. We're huge fans of David Bowie. Just played a track
Queen
by
Bitch.
Him a bit earlier. Yeah, we played Queen Bitch. And I'm looking for Gene Genie, but I can't find it because I want to hear the words.
We play it as we're leaving the stage. We play it, and it's probably the best thing of the whole night. But people go mental.
Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah. Such a massive hit.
Yeah.
And there was other things that I hadn't realised about Simple Minds, because I remember Belfast Child, which was a huge hit and just a beautiful thing, don't mind me saying so.
Nice melody, yeah.
And then, well, it's a great melody, and I didn't realise it was from She Moves Through the Fair, it's a version of She Moves Through the Fair.
Well, I think not many. I didn't either. I mean, the story of that was it was actually our bass player at the time. Trevor Horn, the producer, had been saying, you should do a Celtic tune, you should do a folk tune, and we were like, I don't think so, you know, I can't see it ever happening. And lo and behold, one night came into the rehearsal room, and the bass player, John Giblin, stood at the keyboard, and he was playing this absolutely haunting melody, which I assumed was a new song. And I just let him continue, you know, thinking, oh, we've got something amazing here. It was a good line. I said to him, geez, when did you write that? And he was like, oh, about 300 years ago. And then he explained that it came from the traditional melody She Moved Through the Fair, which is a stunning song.
It's an outrageously beautiful song.
Stunning.
I have a version of that song which I've played on this radio show.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to play it now. John Martin.
Do it. Are you a fan of John's? I don't know it.
Well, you know John Giblin, the guy we're talking about, John Martin's bass player.
That's right. For some time he was.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, let's play it. She Moves Through the Fair, John Martin on KX 93.5. Thank you.
softly she came, that her feet made no din. And she laid her hand on me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
That's one of my great heroes, John Martin.
The hair in the back of the neck.
Outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. And he's incredible.
Those kind of melodies.
I saw him in Glasgow University when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my God. Sitting right in front of him, 5 yards away, watching him play guitar, I was like...
John Martin, we're talking about John, yeah.
Yeah, just amazing.
Oh no, he's just my total hero. And even after I met him. And that's unusual, isn't it? Because a lot of people, you know, you meet your big hero and then you...
Do you remember meeting him though? Because when you meet John Martin, you kind of...
Well, you're not sober for long.
You're not sober for long.
No, good old Johnny. Well, he stayed at my house a couple of times, and I don't know. Everybody goes about the drinking and the smoking and all the other stuff. But when he was sober, he was a lovely guy. He was just a thug from Glasgow, which is what I liked about him.
And that's what we all are.
But he was more of a thug than you guys. But he was... Because you go to... I knew of him as a sort of young hippie, and his fans were all hippies. Like, you know, peace-loving, blah, 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 hippies. And John wasn't like that at all. Yeah. He's a bit of a racist, actually. He didn't like gay people either, you know.
Yeah, punchy.
But he would punch you, yeah. He was that sort of geezer, yeah. But I loved him. And he was... When he sat and played the guitar and sang, there was nothing like it, yeah.
Yeah.
You were going to tell us a story. Sorry, Jim, I waylaid you. About Sicily.
I live in Sicily, but that's not the point. It's kind of the point. Playing that stuff and playing those songs, those sort of traditional songs, I'm always looking for a melody, you know, an obscure one. And I came across a song called Farewell to Sicily, which obviously chimed with me because it's become a big part of my life, Sicily, living there and all that.
Yeah.
But why it came to my attention was that a few years ago, Rolling Stone magazine, or one of those ones, had, you know, done this poll as to what was the most pertinent song of its times, or, you know, the song of the decades. And maybe not too unsurprisingly, it was the Dylan song, Times They Are A-Changing, you know, and that was that's the song of the ages. And BBC Radio Scotland had looked into this. The only time Dylan had mentioned where he got the idea for the song, he's actually done an interview with the LA Times here with Robert Hilburn, and he happened to mention that he had copped a bit of an idea from an old Scottish folk song. And so Radio Scotland, in its wisdom, got this musicologist to go and say, well, what song would it have been? And they found it. It's a song called Farewell to Sicily. And you can actually hear the times they are changing in it.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm searching for it as you're talking. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to find...
There's a few versions. The best is Dick
Gochan.
And it's fantastic. I mean, it might not be radio fodder.
Oh, no, everything's radio fodder around here, mate. That's what we do on this radio station.
But if you like that stuff and I like it, we might be only two people in Laguna Beach.
No, you know what? Let's just spend the whole afternoon just playing Celtic music on this.
Yeah.
I'd be up for it, though.
I was just... You can check it out in your own time in case your listeners leave in droves.
Yeah. No, Farewell to Sicily. And you've got a hotel out there, haven't you?
Yeah, my son is more involved in it now, but yeah, Faulty Towers.
Right, well, here we go, let's have that as a bed track. Let's talk about
How'd
your
you
hotel.
Get that? You got it.
Let's have that as a bed track. And so, what's it like owning a hotel? What kind of a hotel is it?
It's not some rock star shishi, blah, blah, blah. It's a Sicilian hospitality. What's it like?
Is it a B&B?
No.
Possibly.
It started off being a B&B, kind of, but it got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
And I suppose about 12 years ago was the only time where I thought, well, thanks to this man, Martin, him and his mate, Jed Malone, talked me out about it. I was thinking maybe this music thing is... It was getting a little blood out of stone and all that. I thought, well, maybe that's it. You know, maybe it's not meant to go on forever. And Sicily had been, I'd been going there for years and all that, and I always thought when the day comes or I get a bit more free time in my hand, maybe I would live here. And the little town I'm in called Taormina, people might know it, it is a tourist town, it's a lovely town. beautiful town. And I thought, well, there was this little building. I thought, oh, that could be a B&B and all that. Well, it didn't come to pass, but I ended up building a place.
Oh, really? Brilliant. Okay.
You know, sort of plumbing skills came in handy.
We talked about it before. I hadn't mentioned it actually on the air, but Jim Kerr is a plumber.
Yeah.
Fully accredited.
He'll give you his website if you want to come up to Laguna and fix your bathroom suite.
Well, you know what? Being a plumber is an incredibly good skill to have. Because, first of all, they're bloody expensive. You call out a plumber. If you can do it yourself, that is an amazing thing. Save yourself a few quid.
I'm looking forward to coming back to it. You've got me excited, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, a bit of welding. It's a good thing to do on a weekend if you're bored.
Yeah, soldering.
Right. Wow. No, it is a thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you need a plumber, it's like needing a brain surgeon. You've got to have one.
I guess, yeah. Well, blame the Romans.
Yeah.
Which takes us back to Sicily. And lo and behold, in the years it took to create this place, I started doing music again and getting into it. So that when I thought, oh, I'll be here and I'll enjoy it and all that, but as soon as the doors opened, we were off on tour. And
you were not ready to retire to Sicily.
Yeah. But it's a wonderful place. I mean, coming here to Laguna today, and you know, you're like, wow, what a great, great place. People usually feel that when they see my neck of the woods in Sicily. Yeah. They're like, wow, look at that. It's pretty cosmic.
Well, you've done all right, Jim Kerr.
So far, the game's not over yet.
As long as you don't forget your roots.
You never know. You never know.
Here's a track by Jim Kerr. I want to play this because I love this record. It's the Lost Boy record. It's the one that you made when you didn't want to be a solo act, but you didn't want to leave the band either.
Well, it wasn't that. It was what I didn't want to do was stop working, you know, and usually in the band there's sort of, you know, you go through cycles, you record and you tour and then you have a year off. Well, I didn't feel like having a year off, you know. I just thought, come on. I was full of bluster, and Martin had introduced me to a lot of writers and stuff. I mean, it's called a solo project in the sense that you're not working with your normal job, but you still work with a lot of good people.
Right.
And I really enjoyed The Lost Boy. It's kind of parked for the moment, but I'll go back to it.
Sure. Well, here's a track from 2010, so we're not talking about something that happened a long time.
No.
So you were full of bluster. Yeah. It wasn't youthful bluster.
No, just God-sent bluster.
Right, good. Well, it certainly sounds like that. The record's brilliant. Here's the title track, Lost Boy, on KX93.5. Mr. Jim Kerr is with us in the studio, as is Martin Hanlon. What, are you his handler today, Martin, or something?
Hey, I'm his bouncer.
All right, well, I better be careful then, aren't I? I'm just a little Jewish boy from Leeds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got these two Scottish nutters in the studio. All right, here it is. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station, Jim Kerr and Lost Boy.
Lost Boy. With your eyes and your face.
That is the sound of... I was going to say Simple Minds, and I've talked over the end of it because I'm so excited. Lost Boy, from the album Lost Boy, also known as Jim Kerr.
Known as Lost Passport Boy, because I lost my passport when I was touring there, and the band were calling me Lost Passport Boy. Bit of a mouthful, but...
How long did you tour with that thing?
With the
Lost Boy thing, not without the passport.
Hey, sorry.
You won't have got very far without that.
We did a few weeks in Europe and the UK. It was great fun. Martin was telling you earlier, it really was great, great fun. And unfortunately, a lot of the songs on that record are lively songs, so it was a good, up, energetic thing to do.
Brilliant. Now, you get back to Glasgow much?
Yeah, well, actually, I will be there in about 10 days' time because we're really excited. We're not only gone back to play the brand new venue that they've just opened there called the Hydro, which is an amazing building. And, you know, to play in your hometown's also something. But we're going to film it. We haven't done an in concert since 1989. So the whole thing's really exciting. We've got a song to debut on the night just for that. And the downside means you'll be able to see all our wrinkles up close in HD.
Nah, they'll have a makeup department. They'll come and smear you with some plastic stuff, silicone.
Some of those hairdressers in Glasgow that
I can fix it. Nobody say anything about needing hair to have a hairdresser.
They'll sort us out.
Martin will bring his pals down, don't worry, with those curling tongs. Course, and soccer?
Yeah, every week I think, you know what? I spend too much in my life reading this and listening to this. And I was listening to a podcast last night in my room. I'm staying up in Santa Monica, and, you know, we're talking about third division clubs in Scotland, and I'm sitting there going, well, actually, Wisney, I was doing other stuff, but I'm thinking, surely I should be doing, you know, other things with my life, but it has been a big, big part of our lives, and it's quite a nice thing. You go around and you know, as soon as I met you, I was asking you, who do you support?
Right, it's a big thing. It's a big connection.
And as always, you know, even if you don't know someone, you can talk for 2 hours.
But the great thing is that you and I know nothing about what's going on in the soccer right now, but we can talk about 1973 very easily.
We can go back to when it was good.
Yeah. And I'm playing Mission Impossible in the background because that's about Scotland's chances of winning the European Cup. Or what?
Yeah. But as I say, they're playing America today, international.
So, yeah.
It's just about to kick off in about half an hour or something.
And what's
like
likely
that
to happen in that game?
Of course, England must be fed up winning the World Cup.
Of course,
won it all those times. having won it repeatedly since when the ball never went over the line, but anyway,
you know, when it comes to that kind of thing, I don't claim British anymore.
You don't?
I'm an American now.
We're always the same. We're the best in the world, except no one else knows it.
1967.
What happened in 1967? Well, we came to Wembley and we beat the world champions, so we actually crowned ourselves world champions before the year.
Still dining out on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We were the first team to beat you after you won the World Cup, so automatically Scotland became the world champions.
Don't say beat you. It's not me.
You are.
I wasn't there.
You're English. But you know what's strange? Both of our kids, Austin and James Kerr Jr., both of them are born in London.
England were playing Chile last night, and he was like, "You're wanting England," and when I was like, "I've got a Chilean granny. I never told you about that."
So we have to be nice to our kids.
They really see. I mean, I remember doing a gig in Barrowlands in Glasgow.
Oh, fantastic!
Right, I opened for Runrig.
Oh,
Barrowlands. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah. I come out the front thing, and backstage I've got like a, there'll be a rider, all the beer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I helped myself to a crate of beer. I forget what it was now, Heineken or something. 24 bottles or something. And I'm walking out, and I'm going out the front door. There's no one around because Runrig are on stage. So I'm.
And you're solo, did you have a band?
I was solo at that gig.
What are you doing with 24 bottles of beer? Thirsty.
Put it this way, I've been sober since 2000. So I'm backing out of the thing.
Yeah.
Out of the door to push the door, because I've got no hands. I've got them both on this crate of beer. And I'm just backing out, and a hand grabbed me from the front and yanked me back into the gig. And it was one of the security guards, and he said, "You're not going out there with that, are you?"
Mm.
I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Celtic playing Rangers tonight around the corner."
Yeah.
Right? He says, "They're all coming out right now."
It's near.
So, and he was like, "You go out there, you're going to get killed with that crate.
24
of beer.
Crates.
So I've never forgotten that.
But you know what strange you said, talking about Barlands, when we were driving down from LA, we were talking about shows and the DVD they're going to do, talking about the song, we're talking about he debuted Waterfront. Barrowlands.
See, Barrowlands was closed for about 10 years. When we were growing up, it was closed. It would have been some murders. Oh, really? To use a tagger. There's been a murder.
Bible John it was. And so
the famous Barrowlands Ballroom, which everyone from Nirvana, Iggy, Bowie, Dylan's even played it, it was closed for 10 years when we were growing up, and we had the honour of being the first band to as it got reinvented, to play there. But which was amazing because, I mean, our mums and dads had gone there. They had danced there when they were teenagers and stuff. So it's sort of hallowed ground. But it's a dive.
It's a terrible. It's a crap hole, I think.
It's the audience.
But it was a great place to play.
Oh, no. It's got vibe. Oh, that's the thing.
You know, it was great. I remember when I played with the Silencers, we headlined there, and it's got a sprung dance floor, and they start bouncing up and down, the PA starts moving.
Oh, the whole place starts shaking.
We're talking about doing music and you know, getting back to that, the debuting of that, and then debuting of this new song in Glasgow for the next gig. We were talking, I didn't realise, when they did Live Aid, and you said it's the first time they played Don't You, they played Live Aid, and they opened up with a song that only no one knew they hadn't even recorded yet.
Yeah.
And many people watch Live Aid, and you're like, that's like, I would come up with that. That's a good idea. Let's play that song no one knows.
No, and you know, that's the thing about, as I've discovered really over the years, the thing about Simple Minds is, when you were early on, you were seen as some sort of like not new romantic. What was the name of that music? It was new wave.
Neurotic.
It was a new wavy sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you guys are the real deal, real musicians. You played keyboards, didn't you, originally in the band?
I called it keyboards, but the guys called it something else.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that Les Dawson piano playing. Sorry,
they didn't want a virtuoso.
A British joke. Yeah.
Okay, well,
they didn't want a virtuoso.
Yeah. I was trying to build up to a big compliment, but that's
they didn't want a virtuoso.
It wasn't necessary for this band.
It's you're playing the wrong notes. Now this is jazz.
Right, well, that's what jazz is, isn't it? It's just.
The first night I played live, and I thought, God, that's amazing. You know, it was our first ever gig. This was Johnny Self-Abuser, Sam hammering away on the keyboard. Can't hear anything, of course, because those days there was no monitors. I just hammering away, having faith, it'll sound good. Charlie goes to me about the fourth. You haven't switched on. you haven't switched the keyboard on. I mean, I had about 10 pints of cider before we went on, so I could hardly see the keyboard, but it sounded good in my head.
Right, that's a good story.
And that's what it counts.
Good story. Well, listen, thanks for coming in. It's been amazing.
A pleasure.
Thanks very much, Jim, and thank you, Martin, for dragging him here, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, thank you for having us in, Jason.
Thanks to anyone who's listening that was at our gigs here or whatever. Thank you very much for coming along. You gave us a great time.
And you're coming back, aren't you?
We're having meetings just now. We're having chats. There's things in the air, but hopefully in summer next year.
Well, we hope you do, and I'll come to that.
He'll sort you out. We'll bring a hairdresser.
Lovely, brilliant, Simple Minds, Jim Kerr, amazing, wonderful to meet you.
All the best.
And thank you again, Martin. And this is KX93.5. We are listener supported public radio in Laguna Beach, California, IA. Find out how to support us, KX935.com. Here's a track by Simple Minds, Broken Glass Park, from the most recent collection, Celebrate.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.